Yep, it's time. The Geyer Kirk Report coming at you from Walla Walla, Washington. The place so nice they named it twice. No, Daffy Duck doesn't live here. Anyway, who does live here? Me, Geyer Kirk. And this episode of the Geyer Kirk Report is going to be SEO Tips Tuesday. To find it, to look just like this over here, if you're on YouTube, go to youtube.com/WhackGeyerKirk. And then you'll see the channel. And the top video is going to have this date, today's, for the Geyer Kirk Report SEO Tips Tuesday. And it'll take you to the geyerkirkreport.podbean.com. And that'll look like this. Then you click the link. You can see it on YouTube. The link will bring you to the show notes, which are the Geyer Kirk Report SEO Tips Tuesday examines a link from razorsocial.com, and its title is Google SEO Tools, the 7 tools to drive more traffic to your blog or to your website. Maybe you don't have a blog, but why not? It's 2018. Enough. And in that post, Ian wrote, tools for SEO can be expensive, but can also be free. Before you pay for any SEO tools, make sure you investigate what Google SEO tools are available to help with your SEO, with your search engine optimization. So with this collection of free tools, parts of your SEO become affordable. Since the only consideration you got then is the time it takes to employ those tools. And I looked on YouTube and I simply did how to use and then put in the tool title. And every one of them and the links of tools that we're going to look at right now had a YouTube how to use it video and good ones. So let's take a look. And Ian's page should look like this, and it's address razorsocial.com/google-seo-tools/. That's as easy as it gets. Easy as cake, as they say sometimes. So the tools. Tool number one, Google Webmaster Tools. Use it a lot. It's a great tool, and it's getting better. It's now called Google Search Console. So if you search for Google Webmaster Tools, you're going to go to the Search Console. Don't let that surprise you. It's a great monitoring tool. Helps you look at the ways that you can make your site better. How many external links are you getting, and so forth. The number two link, Google Keyword Planner. Now, I'm using the search window in YouTube because there's so much video out there. Google Keyword Planner is my second choice. My primary keyword research tool is YouTube Search Console. Okay? Third one, Google Analytics. Got to have it. If you've got Google Search Console, then you set up Google Analytics. They both work hand in hand. Use the same Gmail account, the email address, for both of those, okay? Then it goes into all the things that it does. Google Advanced Search Commands. Now, this is maybe a good, let's see what I want to call it. This would be a good bookmark to put into your Evernote, is to just have a little refresher. If you want to find the selection of websites that link to the website are listed, if you type in that thing that they got right there, link, colon, and then put in your website name, bazinga, you get an answer. Google Trends. This is a great thing if you've got content issues You can't say, well, let's see, what am I going to talk about today? Well, today's news headlines, the keyword-oriented thing that's hot is going to be up. Google desktop and mobile speed search. It should be read as Google desktop and mobile speed search. There's not a Google desktop, okay? This is a speed search, a test of the speed to load both the desktop version of your site and the mobile version. The responsive is sometimes called. Mobile is king. I think right now there's probably more mobile instances, especially on my podcast episodes, than there are desktop. Number 7, Google Alerts. If you're not already using a Google Alert, don't have any idea what it is, get a look into that link there. Google it, say Google Alerts, and then look for alerts for like your name, your domain name, for internet marketing services, whatever it is, okay? This is the closing comment. Google SEO tools provide you with some great free functionality that can help with search engine optimization. Would you use any of these tools? I use them all the time. How would you use them? It varies. Okay, so join that discussion. There's 14 comments in there. And so on that note, we're going to go back up to the top. And then they need to have a top button. And then we're going to go and look at today's show notes, which does have a top button. Bazinga. We go back up to the top. And the reason that we went back to the top is so we could begin to do the closing comments. And if you're in the audience right now, you can stop the video right now and go back into the live discussion that we're having at appear.in, WAC, VDomain Hosting, Inc. There, that's a mouthful. Thanks for the patrons. Thanks for listening today. We sure appreciate you taking time out of your day. There's a link to the credits, and we'll look at that more in detail when we have the live episode. 3 o'clock GMT, we're going to review this content and have a discussion. And so on that note, I'm going to say I'll see you tomorrow, and it's a wrap.